Happy Sunday, y'all. Good morning and welcome to Old South Church in Boston, an open and affirming congregation of the United Church of Christ. Put simply, it means this: no matter who you are, nor where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. To be clear, this is not a welcome that says come as you are, but leave some part of you behind. No, this is a welcome to each and every part of you. It's a welcome to your joy and your despair, your comfort and unease, your certainties and your doubts, your faith and your fear. It's a welcome to each and every wonderfully unique part of you. And we are so glad that you've decided to join us here this Sunday. Whether today is your first time with us or one of many, we want to know. Copy the link to our virtual friendship pad and let us know who you are, how you found us, and if you leave your email address, we'll write you back. After today's service, we'd love for you to stick around to join us for What's the Word, led by today's preacher, where they'll talk more about their sermon, the process of writing it, their inspirations, their thoughts and ideas, and of course, get questions from all of you. Or join us at the forum for round two of Old South at the Oscars for a discussion about the film Nomadland. Friends, to enter into the life of this church is to encounter God's radicalizing love. You're here, you're ready, and in our time together this morning, might our hearts be open to receive that love.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we are so thankful for this day. We are thankful too for the reality that in this space we're reminded you have sent us storytellers and saints, parables and practice, and even your own Son, all to show us the ways in which we might better live. Lord, on this day and many others, we pray. We pray that we might have the courage and grace to look towards those examples and follow that way, that we might do what we can to improve the lives of those around us, to improve this world that you called into being, that we might be instruments of your perfect peace. In your Son's name we pray, amen.
Hey kids, happy Sunday. Did you know that Jesus has a lot of different titles? A title is different than a name. For example, my name is Nancy, but my title is pastor or minister or reverend. Jesus' name is Jesus, but he has titles too, a whole lot of them. I'll list some and raise your hand if you've heard it before. Ready? Son of God. Lamb of God, Redeemer, Christ, Savior, Lord, Light of the World, Emmanuel, Rabbi, King of Kings. That's a lot of titles. Jesus had so many titles because of how very special he is. And Jesus has one more title I haven't mentioned. It's a really good one, and I want to talk about this morning. The title is Prince of Peace. Prince of Peace. Not the Prince of Wales, not the little prince, not Prince Charming, not the frog prince, and not this prince. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He is the Prince of Peace because that is what God wants for us, peace. Not fighting, not war, not violence. Not anger, but peace. Peace that looks like this. And peace that looks like this. And peace that looks like this. And peace that looks like this. Peace isn't easy. Peace is really hard. Peace means controlling our emotions. It means not getting angry. It means talking things out instead of fighting them out. It means settling differences with words and kindness and not weapons or violence. It means greeting others with warm hearts instead of cold hearts, soft hearts, not hard hearts. Thanks be to God for Jesus, our Prince of Peace, who calls us to learn peace in our own lives. Let us pray, and please repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for Jesus, our Prince of Peace. May he teach me to control my emotions, to settle differences with words and kindness, and make my heart warm, not cold, soft, not hard. Peace be with you. Amen.
Today we are lifting up in our awareness the passing to life eternal of our dear friend Joyce Akintola. She has gone home to be with her Savior. And her last words were, "It is well with my soul." Joyce has been a part of the healing worship and prayer here at Old South since 1991, and her presence has warmed many of our hearts throughout these decades. We're grateful for her now eternal presence with us, and let us take a moment of silence with her. Amen. While two of the disciples were talking together, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet and see that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. And then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things."
Will you join me in prayer? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing in your sight. O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." Jesus is risen, and as you can imagine, people are talking among themselves. Some have seen him, others have just heard. People are feeling a mix of emotions. Startled, terrified, doubtful, afraid, hesitantly excited. I imagine the disciples also feeling some guilt, remembering their betrayal of him. And yet, to those who rejected him, denied him, abandoned him at this most crucial and vulnerable time, the first words Jesus says to them in Luke and John, after his resurrection, is the greeting, "Peace be with you." And he says this four times in different gatherings. And as you can imagine, there is a lot at stake for Jesus at this time, desiring to leave the people he encounters with the feelings and words he would want them to remember most. And in this moment, with the words, "Peace be with you," and the conversation that follows. It's almost an embodiment of the message he has come to share and leave with them. That my peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. So Jesus, the one who until very recently was dead, breathes life and peace into the disciples, offering much needed relief in the midst of a fearful time. Peace be with you is akin to the Hebrew shalom. It is a traditional Jewish and Arabic greeting and farewell, as well as a common greeting among early Christians. The Greek word we normally use for peace is eirene, which means rest, quietness, one. And its root word, eiro, means binding and joining together again that which has been separated. In our every instance of greeting, of saying, peace be with you, it is almost an invitation to restoration of whatever we might feel angst about in that moment, of God meeting us wherever we are. In Jesus greeting them with the words, peace be with you, in the context of all that is going on, it almost serves a restorative function and an assurance of their lovability and enoughness. Maybe this remembrance of peace is what Jesus came to leave them with. Greetings are transformative, and words and greetings have an impact on us. They are orienting and disorienting. It's like, how do you say the words, peace be with you, and not feel grounded, kinder, feel better? I'm sure you've had an experience where you're feeling anxious, uncertain, doubtful, assuming an unfavorable response given what you've said or done. And then that person receives you with a loving and caring embrace. It leaves you rattled in a good way. And those are the feelings you remember and leave with, and the loving embrace that we hopefully extend to others. And I imagine the disciples at the end of it, pondering Jesus' embrace of them, might have been changed in this way. Our greetings say a lot about our theology and our beliefs. One of my teachers, James Cohn, took it as far as to say, if you want to know who a person is, see who they greet. There's something about greeting that is deeply powerful. It is an acknowledgement of the presence of another. Greetings ask us to pause, check in, take stock, and something about another person greeting us invites us into our own humanity. We feel something in us come alive. We are seen and acknowledged. To greet someone is to acknowledge their humanity, their story, the journey they're on. It's a deeply dignifying act. At home in South Africa, normally if you start talking to someone without greeting them, they won't respond back. They'll just sit there and watch you until it clicks to you that you have not acknowledged their presence. And only after you extend a greeting can we now enter into a mutual conversation. And so if you see someone over and over again, you just keep greeting them. There's also a greeting in the Zulu language, sawubona, which literally means, I see you. And the other person responds, I am here. What if in our greetings there is more we are doing than we could ever imagine? It could be that in our greeting people, for some it's the first time in a long time they feel loved, wanted, seen. In our church services, the moment of greeting, "Peace be with you," is also the one time in the service where we might greet someone new, someone we haven't seen in a while, someone we wouldn't ordinarily greet. And here is a moment in church ritual that has been created to acknowledge the humanity of another. So the head nod, the peace sign, the wave, the smile, the bowing, the elbow greeting, the hello, shalom, peace be with you. In this, we are saying, I see you and I acknowledge your presence and I wish for you well-being. I invite you to notice for yourself who you greet and who you don't greet, and what it might look like to take on a practice of greeting as a way to ground ourselves and others in peace. I believe those who knew our dear Sister Joyce will remember her for her greetings, the warmth of her presence, the tenderness of her embrace, the depth of her eyes, the welcome of her smile, her showering with kisses. She embraced many under her protective wing. She greeted them with her deep, loving presence. She said these words, "Whatever our burdens are, we are blessed." She was known to say things such as, "I feel bountifully blessed," and "In all things give thanks. It is well with my soul." In her life, we remember her embodiment of peace. In a writing by Joyce, she reminds us that perhaps the miraculous does lie in the everyday. She writes, "We can live in the Christian life in so many ordinary ways by the simplest of actions. Because of my love for the things of God, I am encouraged daily to continue His work in my little way of being a witness to the masses and living my purpose each and every single day." And so she did. Oh, Joyce, you lived a deep and faithful life. You have found deep peace and rest in the loving arms of God. May the peace of God be with you. Perhaps in this Eastertide, we can begin to take up more of Jesus' first words after his resurrection. Peace be with you. This way of new life is a way to establish a new order of life. In this resurrection life, it seems the miraculous lies in the seemingly mundane, the day-to-day, moment-to-moment of greeting people where they're at, acknowledging the presence of another, dignifying and humanizing people with the sacred act of greeting. Peace be with you. Pass it along in the chat. Text it to a friend, say it to someone sitting next to you. May the peace of God be found in you. May Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace, be with you. Today and always. Amen.
Peace be with you from Atlanta, Georgia.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
المسيح قام.
حقا قام.
ونحن شهود على ذلك.
Hallelujah.
Peace be with you.
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 And peace be with you.
And peace be with you.
And peace be with y'all.
From Kelly and Tish in the San Bernardino National Forest outside of Los Angeles, peace be with you.
Good morning. Peace be with you. From Antigua International School, Antigua, Guatemala.
Peace be with you.
We got a good second.
Guide of our lives, shaper of our faith, your care for us is unfailing. Your love for us is steadfast. With faces touched by the light of a new day and hearts warmed with hope and gratitude, we come before you to pray for the needs of our world. Into the light of this Easter season, we raise those who are struggling with illness, with despair, with bereavement, or with the breakdown of relationships. We name especially Barbara, Alice, Della, Ed, Janet, Vicky, Joyce, Dorothy, Rodney, and Joe. May the light of Christ shine upon them. May the healing love of Christ shine upon them. Into the light of this Easter season, we name those places in our world where war, violence, poverty, and need are the experiences of everyday life. We name especially the people of Myanmar, Yemen, Brazil, India, and those here in the United States who struggle with food insecurity and violence. May the light of Christ shine upon them. May the healing love of Christ shine upon them. And into the light of this Easter season, we bring ourselves, the private struggles, the heart's yearnings, the hidden dreams, the unmet possibilities. May the light of Christ shine upon us. May the healing love of Christ shine upon us. as we pray together the prayer that Christ taught us, saying, Our Creator, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
If the only reason for you to make an offering this morning were to pay for our live stream operation, the cameras, the software, the salaries, I think that would be enough. If the only reason for you to do it were to support our ministries of mercy and justice and outreach that this church performs and supports, I think that would be enough. If the only reason for you to do it were to gather our money together, to make it more possible for God's realm to break forth in the world, I think that would be enough. But those are not the only reasons. In fact, they are not even the best reasons. The best reason is this: you have been created and cherished by God. You are beloved, you are forgiven, you have been given promise and power, breath and life abundant. And for us, the blessed, the only response we can possibly make is to bless in return. So give your money today because your money will do good things, yes. But give first because you are blessed and grateful for this life which comes to us by the grace of God. To give, hover your cursor over the screen and visit oldsouth.org/donate. This morning's offering will now be given and received.
Thank you.
Let us pray. O God, do not leave this money sitting in our bank accounts. Do not leave it sitting in envelopes. Do not leave it sitting in a safe without your blessing. Don't leave this money without your Holy Spirit upon it. So by your blessing, turn it into food. Turn it into shelter. Turn it into ministry and mercy and open doors. Turn it into healing, into hope, into joy for a yearning world. God, don't let our money just sit there. Turn it into your love. This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
This benediction is known to be Joyce's favorite benediction from the New Century Hymnal. May you love God so much that you love nothing else too much. May you fear God enough that you need fear nothing at all. May the peace of God be with you today and for always. Peace be with you.